The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. How stem cell transplant can reset immune system in MS. Study. Following an autologous hematopoietic stem cell transplant, or AHSCT, in people with multiple sclerosis, the population of naive T cells, components of the immune system that enable the body to fight off new, unrecognized infections, is completely renewed, but some memory T cells, which are responsible for rapid responses against known pathogens, are retained, a study in Zurich has found. Researchers sought to understand what happens to the immune system after stem cell transplants in people with MS, with a particular focus on how T cells, a type of immune cell that drives inflammation in MS, regenerated and how populations of these cells changed. The dynamics of T cell recovery after a transplant may provide a valuable resource for understanding the mechanisms mediating the efficacy of AHSCT in patients with MS, the researchers wrote. The study, The Dynamics of T Cell Repertoire Renewal Following Autologous Hematopoietic Stem Cell Transplantation in Multiple Sclerosis, was published in Science Translational Medicine. Stem cell therapy aims to reset a person's immune system. AHSCT, sometimes called stem cell therapy, is a procedure that aims to reset a person's immune system. Simplistically, it involves collecting blood stem cells from a patient's bone marrow or blood, then using high doses of chemotherapy or radiation to wipe out the patient's immune system. The collected stem cells are then infused back into the patient to repopulate the immune system. This can be an effective treatment for MS, especially in young patients with highly active forms of the disease. About 80% of patients remain disease-free long-term or even forever following an autologous hematopoietic stem cell transplant. Roland Martin, MD, co-author of the study, a recently retired professor from the University of Zurich, said in a university press release. Martin's clinic at the University Hospital Zurich is the only institution in Switzerland that is approved to administer this treatment. Prior to that approval, people with MS in Switzerland would generally have to travel to Russia, Israel, or Mexico for the treatment. AHSCT is still not approved to treat MS in many countries, including the U.S., due to the lack of large Phase 3 clinical trials assessing the safety and efficacy of this approach against high-efficacy disease-modifying therapies. Phase 3 studies cost several hundred million euros, and pharmaceutical companies are only willing to conduct them if they will make money afterward, Martin said, noting that medications used in the AHSCT procedure are no longer patent-protected. I am therefore very pleased that we have succeeded in obtaining approval for the treatment from the Federal Office of Public Health and that health insurers are covering the costs, added Martin. Researchers analyzed T-cell populations in 27 MS patients post-transplant. Although the general theory behind AHSCT is well established, exactly how the immune system changes after the procedure is not completely understood. Previous studies have shown the basic workings of the method, but many important details and questions remained open, Martin said. Thus, Martin and other researchers conducted detailed analyses on how immune cell populations changed following AHSCT in 27 people diagnosed with MS. Specifically, the team focused on T cells. These cells are equipped with a specialized receptor, aptly called a T cell receptor, or TCR. Each T-cell receptor is able to recognize a single specific antigen, or target, for example, a piece of a virus or bacteria. In MS, inflammation is driven in part by T-cells whose TCR accidentally targets parts of the brain and spinal cord. When T-cells are first generated in the body, they are said to be naive. When a naive T-cell's TCR binds to its antigen, the cell activates, spewing out inflammatory signaling molecules to sound the alarm, and rapidly dividing to make more T cells with the same TCR. Most of these newly made T-cells will go to fight the infection, but some of them will stick around in the body's tissue as memory T-cells. These memory cells can then help the body fight off the threat if it's ever encountered again. This type of immunological memory is the basic principle by which vaccines work. The researchers found that immediately following AHSCT, naive T-cells are barely detectable, whereas memory T-cells quickly reconstitute to pre-AHSCT values. Closer analyses of the memory cells showed that they expressed high markers of senescence and exhaustion. In other words, they appeared to be largely inactive and unable to divide. And they showed reduced reactivity against MS-relevant antigens. Comparisons of the TCR repertoire in memory cells before and immediately after AHSCT revealed a 26% overlap, which decreased to 15% at 1 year following AHSCT. These data suggest that although memory cells are detectable following AHSCT, they are pre-damaged due to the chemotherapy and therefore no longer able to trigger an autoimmune reaction, Martin said. By contrast, following AHSCT, the naive TCR repertoire entirely renews, the researchers wrote. This process involved a marked boost in activity in the thymus, an organ that's critical for T-cell development. Adults have very little functioning tissue left in the thymus, Martin said, but after a transplant, the organ appears to resume its function and ensures the creation of a completely new repertoire of T-cells, which evidently do not trigger MS or cause it to return. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on November 16, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on November 14, 2022. MS News Notes. Foralumab, ATA-188, Precision Care, PONS Trial. Welcome to MS News Notes, where I comment on multiple sclerosis news stories that caught my eye last week. Here's a look at what's happening. Could a nasal spray join the MS treatment arsenal? Shots, pills, and infusions are improved in the U.S. as disease-modifying therapies for MS, but so far, there isn't an approved nasal spray that serves this purpose. However, one nasal spray treatment is in the clinical trial stage, foralumab, which is aimed at people with non-active secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. As MS News Today's Lindsay Shapiro reports in her story, Tiziana planning 2023 launch of Phase 2 foralumab trial in SPMS. After being sprayed into the nose, foralumab enters the lymph nodes, where it activates regulatory T cells. According to Shapiro, these cells act to regulate the activation of other immune cells, then travel into the brain, where they work to prevent activation of microglia, the brain's resident immune cells, and to dampen inflammation. Two patients have been treated with foralumab under a single access program, and four more are currently enrolled. Tiziana Life Sciences, the developer of foralumab, hopes to receive approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for a Phase 2 multi-center clinical trial of foralumab in mid-2023. Will ATA-188 become a game-changing MS treatment? ATA-188 is an experimental treatment that selectively identifies and destroys immune system cells infected with the Epstein-Barr virus. Researchers think that eliminating those cells could halt the attacks they mount against the myelin sheaths of people with MS. In turn, that can slow or halt MS progression. In an interview with MS News Today, A.J. Joshi, the chief medical officer of ATA-188 developer, Ataro Biotherapeutics, called it transformational and game-changing. I hope he's right, but I have to wonder if that is a bit of an exaggeration. Read the story, hashtag ECTRIMS2022. ATA-188 could be game-changing for progressive MS, and see what you think. Providing precision care for people with MS. Precision care is a relatively new method of treating people with multiple sclerosis and other illnesses. Your genetics, environment, and behavior are all taken into account to plan treatment targeted specifically to you, rather than using a one-size-fits-all approach. The biomedical company Octave has created tools to help healthcare providers use this approach, including blood biomarkers, MRI scans, and an app. MS News Today's Vanda Pinto reports about it in her story. Octave's Precision Care Solution aims to better tailor MS treatment. These tools are being used at various MS centers in the U.S. According to Martin Belkin, medical director at one of those centers, the Michigan Institute for Neurological Disorders, the MS Precision Care Solution program provides those of us who have been working to treat this disease with more comprehensive and scientific tools and information than we have seen to date. Neuromodulation Stimulator Trial, looking for volunteers in several states. A portable neuromodulation stimulator, PoNS, is a device that can be used in a clinic as a short-term treatment for adults who have difficulty walking due to mild to moderate MS symptoms. It stimulates the tongue with a light electrical current to promote neuroplasticity, the process of the brain rewiring itself. PoNS devices are approved for use in the U.S. under the supervision of a physical therapist. But as Margarita Maya writes, in Trial to Assess Adherence to PoNS Therapy for MS with At-Home Use, an observational clinical trial is planned to see if the device can be used at home. Helios Medical Technologies, the device's developer, is expected to begin recruiting patients later this year for the study. Would you use a treatment that involved electrically stimulating your tongue? To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at MultipleSclerosisNewsToday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.